On your home for the 12th man in the NFL, Seattle's original diehard sports station, Sports Radio 950, KJR.
All right, boys and girls, here we go. Big Tuesday right here on 950 KJR. Softy and Dick hanging out until 7 o'clock tonight. Walter Jones at 520, but joining us right now on the radio show. A lot of guys, Dick, I think we're jacked up to watch play football for the Huskies this year. This is one of them, without question. Don't you ever. I was scolded by Chris Peterson last year. Don't you ever call this guy Eli, ever. Chris Peterson got on my case. This guy's mom got on my case on Twitter.
She did?
Oh, she launched into me big time. Elijah Molden, star defensive back at UW, is with us right here on the radio show. How are you, pal? What's going on?
I'm good. Is this Softy talking?
This is Softy talking. What do you got? What did I do?
No, I was going to say, my mom liked one of your tweets the other day. It was something about friends and family going to games, and you said you might have to adopt someone on the team.
Yeah.
Didn't you tweet that? Yeah.
Yes, so. Yes, that was me. So what we're hearing is that, you know, parents, permissible guests, Elijah's, I guess what they're saying, and if that's the case, then I think we should be allowed to, you know, adopt players so we can all go to games in 2020. So I guess what I'm getting at is, can I be your stepdad for 2020? Would you mind if I adopted you? Would that be all right?
Yeah, maybe we can go with the three parent thing.
Well, listen, man, it's great to have you on the show. Tell me about just kind of what the last couple days have been like for you guys, getting back there on the practice field, coming out of quarantine, knowing that for now, in case something crazy happens, you're 5.5 weeks away from playing football, man.
It's a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, I think. You know, there was a lot of the time, you know, a couple weeks ago, we didn't think we'd have football. So now we're out here, you know, all running around, and I think we're just all super grateful for the opportunity and fired up.
You mentioned you didn't think you were going to have football. I mean, we figured it would probably be in the spring, but was there at any point did you think that you weren't going to play at all this entire school year?
I mean, yeah, truthfully, yes, because, you know, there's ups and downs because, you know, in the media there's speculation and, oh, I heard this and I heard that, and it's easy to get lost in it. So early on when I was kind of, you know, it was foolish of me to kind of read that stuff and I got down about it, but eventually I ended up taking it day by day and just hope for the best.
Elijah Molden again with us, senior defensive back at UW, and you lost a couple of teammates to the draft, obviously, in Levi and Joe Tryon. And you know, look, man, there's people that think you're a potential first-round draft pick, if not very high second-round draft pick. How much serious consideration did you give to leaving and opting out and not playing this year?
It definitely was a consideration. But my main thing was I don't think I can be away from the game for that long. People like, you know, like Levi and Joe, they're like my brothers, and they definitely have their own personal reasons. Which I fully understand. I think if people don't understand, if they were to talk to them one-on-one, then they would. But for me, I think I'm just obsessed with football. You can ask anyone I know, and they'll probably give you the same answer. And I can't be away from it for that long.
I mean, obviously, Levi and Joe would have played if we always knew that you guys were going to play in the fall. So was there any concerted effort by you, by teammates, to when we found out that we were going to play in the fall, to try to get them to change their minds?
No, I think we all know each other in the locker room, and we know that once they made their decision that there wasn't any looking back. So as soon as they announced, we knew that was kind of, you know, where they stood. And, you know, and we're supporting them.
Elijah Molden with us. Tell me about this secondary, man. A lot of big names in this group. There's a standard, obviously, that you guys have to uphold that was set by guys like Buda Baker and Kevin King and Sidney Jones that came before you. Tell me about this secondary and how good you think they can be.
I think our secondary for a couple of years, like you mentioned, has been unlike any other. I mean, I remember I didn't play for my freshman year. I didn't play my sophomore year. And my sophomore year, I felt like I could have played, you know, anywhere else in the Pac-12 or anywhere else in the country, really. But there's something about UW that's different. So this year we have so much depth, and there's going to be guys, you're going to see a lot of new guys on the field. You know, dudes that either redshirted or they didn't get as much time last year. And, I mean, we're just so deep that, you know, I have complete faith in the back end.
Well, and you should. I mean, like you said, you guys have been great forever. Is that ever a frustration with the guys back there? I mean, you've got so much talent in the two deep, in the three deep, in the four deep at corner and safety. Yeah. And like you said, tons of these guys would play as freshmen and sophomore elsewhere. Is it frustrating for that, or is it you just know that you guys are building something that you know you're going to get your chance eventually?
Yeah. I mean, I would think – If you were to ask me that question 2 years ago, I'd probably say, yes, it is frustrating. But it's kind of all part of the process, and it does work out for the best because at the end of the day, you know, you're in the right program, you're with the right coaches, and they're getting you developed, and you can't get this kind of development anywhere else. And there's definitely competition in the DB room, but it's never like me versus you or, you know, first string versus second string. It's always me versus me and just trying to improve every day.
Well, Elijah Molden with us, and you mentioned your mom at the start of the interview, who you say follows me on Twitter, which is a really bad idea for her, by the way. I mean, that's just got disaster written all over it, but we appreciate the support for sure. But was mom concerned about her son going to play football during a pandemic? Was that something that she was kind of maybe talking to you about?
That's funny you mentioned. So my family was comfortable with me playing during the pandemic. And my mom was actually annoyingly optimistic about the season throughout the whole time. Even when it looked like we weren't even going to play at all, she would send me, you know, she'd send me, news, you know, speculations and news that we will play, and she'll send me a Bible verse, this and that, about keep your hopes up on my mom. Like, relax. Let's tone it down a little bit. sure enough, it worked out.
So how are you going to stay safe, Elijah? I've got no worries at all about you guys being in that facility playing football, getting tested every single day. I do have worries about 18 to 22-year-old kids going to fraternity parties and going to restaurants and going here and going there and hanging out with buddies. What is the conversation amongst the team about staying safe outside the football stadium?
Yeah, shoot. I think first of all, every school around the country, you know, even at the next level, you know, in the league, that's definitely added responsibility. It's certainly not our fault that this is happening, this pandemic is happening, and we have to play football and all this stuff, but it's our responsibility. So we know kind of where we stand, and we know that we have to protect the team.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I think it just comes down to accountability with yourself and then with your teammates. So we won't take any of that stuff lightly.
Do you think players are better off actually playing football? There's a theory that maybe, you know, 19, 20-year-old kids are better off on campus with some structure and some responsibility as opposed to being left at home with no structure and no supervision from coaches and doctors. Do you think that you are actually safer on campus playing for a UW as opposed to being at home in Oregon?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, really. I think the answer kind of varies. Me, you know, for me, I won't be – you know, going out to a bunch of, if I was at Oregon, I wouldn't be going out to a bunch of parties or hanging out in big groups.
Yeah.
But there's others who maybe would. So here at UW, I think when we're in the facilities, it's kind of like a safe haven with the everyday testing and the protocols we have. But it, like you kind of mentioned earlier, it's really when we leave the stadium, we have to make good decisions.
Do you think the defense is going to look to our eye any different at all now that your defensive coordinator is your head coach and your co-defensive coordinator is the defensive coordinator? Is it just going to be look just like Death Row D last 5 years?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but I mean, it should look similar. I mean, Coach K was our defensive coordinator my freshman year. And going from my freshman year to Coach Lake being the defensive coordinator my sophomore year, there wasn't much of a change.
I got one more for you. We'll let you go. Elijah Molden with us. Okay. And we talked about you considering leaving early and going to the NFL draft. And I love your answer about just being away from football that long would just suck. And trust me, we are thrilled that you are coming back because we're very selfish. We want to see you stay at Washington forever. The NCAA this year, though, announced that anybody who plays football this year, they want to come back and do it again next year. They're more than welcome. So... why does this year have to be your last?
I see what you're doing. We've been joking, like, some of the guys here, some of my teammates, fifth year's turned into 6 years, and I think we already have a six-year player, and he might turn into a seventh year, so.
That's right.
It's like we're stuck in this time bubble. College forever.
You're the Van Wilder, man. Why not? That's why right. not? Why not become the Van Wilder and be the first Husky player to win the Heisman Trophy next year and do it on the defensive side of the ball? That sounds good to me, man. Listen, Elijah, great stuff, man. Can't wait to see you guys in action in November. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk soon, man. Appreciate this,
thanks,
dude.
Man.
Thank you for having me on.
You got it, man. Elijah Molden with us on the radio show. It's incredible. That guy's already a senior, right? It just feels like yesterday that he walked on. He didn't walk on, but he came to UW and was a part of this thing as a freshman after spurning Oregon. His dad played football at Oregon, and now he's going to be a senior, man. So he is, I think you're right, the best player right now on the football team. And a legit contender for the defensive player of the year in this conference, even more so now than 2 months ago because all these guys have taken off and left.
Well, you just look at the secondary and you see these guys, these four-star guys being recruited, and then they kind of disappear, right? They go off into the ether for like 2 years and redshirt forever.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden they come onto the field and they're superstars and you're like, oh, yeah, this guy was a four-star recruit like 24 months ago, and now he's getting the opportunity to play.
Well, it's like Byron Murphy. Like, why'd you bother redshirting Byron Murphy if the guy's going to take off 2 years early, right? He played 3 years at UW, and he was on the field for two of them. So he could have played as a pure freshman, too. We're going to break 3:56. We're going to hear from Jimmy Lake at 5 o'clock on the radio show. John Wilner, though, will join us at 4:20, courtesy of Simply Seattle. Does that guy right there have a shot, a legitimate shot at the defensive player of the year, John Wilner, in about 25 minutes right here